Riley's world revolves around two things: the dance pole that pays her bills, and the sister she's determined to protect. As a seasoned stripper at Club M, she transforms her body into an instrument of seduction nightly, mentally blocking out the leering men who stuff bills into her g-string while she purrs rehearsed lines. Behind the glitter and music lies a woman with unshakable determination who has essentially raised her younger sister Chloe since their mother's death 5 years ago. Their deadbeat father, Marcus, occasionally surfaces, but only when he needs money or a place to crash between benders. The fragile stability Riley has built comes crashing down when Marcus commits the ultimate betrayal, selling Chloe to the West Point gang to settle his gambling debts. With her sister in the hands of dangerous criminals known for their brutality, Riley makes a desperate decision, seeking help from the Reapers, West Point's deadliest enemies. What makes Riley's journey so compelling is her unflinching pragmatism in the face of impossible choices. She doesn't harbor illusions about the world she inhabits or the men she's forced to deal with. When she approaches the Reapers, she knows she's making a deal with devils, but they're devils who might help her save the only person who matters. The Reapers operate with military precision under Maddock Gray, who transformed his father's chaotic criminal dealings into a structured empire. His tattooed arms and penetrating gray eyes command respect through presence alone. Logan, his right hand, reveals nothing with ice-blue eyes while calculating everything. His existence centers on control over his environment, emotions, and actions. A painful past drives his need to inflict suffering on others. Dante completes the trio with emerald eyes and a charming smile that mask lethal efficiency. More approachable than his counterparts, he moves with casual confidence, whether seducing women or eliminating enemies. His abstract paintings provide his only emotional release. These men have carved their territory through calculated violence and unwavering solidarity. When Riley enters their world, she disrupts their balance, becoming the first outside force to threaten their unshakable unity. The chemistry between Riley and the Reapers ignites with forbidden electricity from their first encounters. Her impulsive storage room encounter with Dante at Club M breaks all her rules, their connection raw and primal. Good whiskey, bad decisions, and exactly what I fucking need right now. Under the Reaper's protection, sexual tension intensifies. Maddock's dominance manifests in his physical control, forcing her to strip for inspection and punishing disobedience. These power plays blur the line between discipline and desire. Even Logan, the coldest of the three, becomes obsessively drawn to Riley, watching her through security cameras and memorizing her habits. When he cuts her clothes off with a knife, leaving shallow marks on her skin, the encounter pulses with repressed desire. What makes these attractions compelling is how they contradict each character's intentions. Riley needs their help, but resents their control. Maddox demands loyalty, but compromises for her. Logan craves order, but is thrown into chaos by her. Their bodies betray their carefully constructed defenses, creating unexpected vulnerabilities. When Riley enters the Reaper's world, she immediately encounters their fundamental currency, control. Maddox's first act strips her of dignity through an invasive search that establishes dominance and signals that personal boundaries are now luxuries. The Reaper's protection demands Riley's autonomy as payment. Her gilded cage features constant surveillance, electronic locks, and dictated schedules, devastating for someone who independently cared for Chloe for years. Yet within this controlled environment, Riley discovers unexpected strength. She learns to navigate their power structure, recognizing how each Reaper exercises authority differently. She stands firm against Logan's intimidation and maintains dignity during Maddox's punishments through small acts of resistance. The Reapers aren't immune to this dynamic either. Their hierarchy shows cracks as Riley's presence forces confrontation with vulnerabilities. Maddox's rules about emotional distance crumble. Logan's need for order clashes with her unpredictability. And Dante's carefully maintained walls begin to falter as genuine connection threatens his detachment. The Reapers' success stems from their unshakable loyalty to one another. Maddox, Logan, and Dante have built a brotherhood transcending blood, founded on shared experiences and absolute trust. They operate as one seamless unit, anticipating each other's thoughts, a synchronicity forged through dangerous operations. Riley's arrival fractures this unity. For the first time, the three men find themselves divided. Dante breaks Maddox's cardinal rules by becoming sexually involved with her. Logan develops an obsessive surveillance habit. Maddox struggles to maintain authority while feeling drawn to her vulnerability. These fractures deepen as Dante shares his art studio with Riley, a sacred space containing paintings hidden even from his brothers. When Logan tends to Riley's wound, their charged interaction reveals an unexpected connection, his usually steady hands trembling. The ultimate test comes when Riley discovers their manipulation regarding Chloe. This revelation forces each man to choose between their collective mission and their growing feelings for Riley, challenging the compatibility of brotherhood with attachment to an outsider. Beneath hardened exteriors, each character conceals vulnerabilities. Riley masks fear with determination. Maddox buries emotions under calculated control. Logan hides trauma behind routines, and Dante deflects connection with charm and casual intimacy. The most powerful moments come when these walls crumble. When Riley breaks down after seeing Chloe at Club Prestige, Maddox doesn't dismiss her emotions, but helps her regain control through breathing exercises, unexpected tenderness that contradicts his ruthless image. Similarly, Dante's art studio represents a space of emotional honesty. When he guides Riley through painting, he reveals himself beyond his killer persona. Their creative expression becomes something intimate beyond sex, like fucking, foreplay, and therapy combined, creating an unexpected connection. These moments of vulnerability don't weaken the characters, they humanize them. By allowing others glimpses beyond their carefully constructed facades, they create possibilities for genuine connection. True strength lies not in impenetrable walls, but in the courage to reveal one's authentic self. The story climaxes when Riley discovers the Reaper's true intentions for Chloe. After their shared rescue mission and growing connection, hearing Maddox say they'll force her if necessary destroys the trust she'd built. This revelation reframes every interaction. Dante's tenderness, Maddox's protection, Logan's care, all potentially part of an elaborate deception. The betrayal cuts deeper because she had begun to trust them against her better judgment. Her response is both strategic and primal. She seduces Maddox as a distraction while planning Chloe's escape, turning their tactics against them. When she grabs his gun and demands answers, Maddox coldly states that rescuing Chloe fulfilled their deal. Nothing more was promised. Riley pulling the trigger represents trust irreparably shattered. What makes this betrayal devastating is how it undermines the vulnerability each character has shown, leaving the question, was any of it real? In this world where power is currency and trust scarce, vulnerability may be more dangerous than violence. Opening ourselves to others provides the map to our destruction, yet without that risk, we remain safe but utterly alone.